Hollywood has averted a major strike. The union representing crew workers on TV shows and films reached a deal over the weekend with studios on a new contract. They've been demanding better working conditions and a bigger share of profits from an industry that has seen a boom during this pandemic. Anusha Sakui is an entertainment reporter with the Los Angeles Times, and she's been following this. Anusha, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
The International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, also known as IATSE, represents more than 60,000 TV and film workers nationwide, everyone from set builders and stagehands to costumes designers and camera assistants. What is in this new deal for them?
So we know that it will include annual pay increases of about 3%. We know it will lift up the pay for some of the lowest paid, so those that are being paid close to minimum wage. They might get, you know, a few dollars more a year. We don't know the exact details yet, but that should be closer to what the union is calling a living wage. They're getting protections around rest periods. So I think a big number there was a 54 hours protection for the weekend. So when they wrap on a Friday night, whether it's Saturday, it might even be early Saturday morning, they can't be called back to work for another 54 hours, so Monday morning. I know a lot of crew are happy about that. It's also, they'll get better pay and protections around streaming productions and improvements in their benefits. So we believe that the producers will be making contributions to their pension and health plans, but covering a $400 million deficit, as well as some other improvements around pension benefits.
What are both sides saying about this? We know that they met over the weekend to hash out these terms.
So yes, yeah, so they actually called an end to the talks sooner than I expected. They had until, you know, midnight Sunday before they, you know, they were going to go out on strike. And yet, so this was late Saturday afternoon that they announced that a deal had been reached. The AMPTP, which represents all the studios, they haven't really commented much at all. The union has said that they're obviously pleased with it and they're hopeful that the membership will support it. That will have to be voted for, you know, soon. So the reaction has been a little bit mixed, but definitely we've seen union leaders out there saying, you know, this is the best contract that they've had in their history, and they've received protections that many of them have been fighting for a long time.
Other Hollywood unions have spoken out in solidarity, including SAG-AFTRA. How could those unions use what happened with crews here as leverage when they negotiate upcoming contracts?
Well, I think this is actually going to be key because, as you said, this has attracted interest from unions across the world, really. It's being very closely watched. We believe that SAG-AFTRA, the Writers Guild of America, and the Directors Guild will be back at the negotiating table for their contracts in 2023, you know, a year and a bit. And they will be also looking for improvements in terms of their pay, in terms of particularly what they get from streaming. So I think they'll be looking closely at what IATSE may have achieved here and seeing how far they can push it.
Anusha Sakui is an entertainment reporter with the Los Angeles Times. Thank you so much for this update.
Thank you for having me on.